40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Investigators are scrambling in several states right now to solve deadly shootings, including a massacre that left four people dead at a Sweet 16 party in Alabama. CBS's Omar Villafranca's in Dadeville.
When I heard the gunshot, I started to run. Then I came back when it stopped.
LaTanya Allen recalled the moment she heard gunfire erupt at her daughter's Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama, Saturday night. Among the dead, her 18-year-old son, Phil Dowdell. A star athlete, Dowdell was just weeks from graduation.
At least two people were also killed in Louisville, Kentucky, less than a week after a bank massacre. And in Kansas City, a 16-year-old is fighting for his life. Dee Porter says the teen got shot for ringing the wrong doorbell.
He was one block off from where he was supposed to be. So ringing that doorbell innocently no one should shoot through a door.
The homeowner was arrested but released. And I know we're sick of talking about it. These shootings are happening nonstop, and it's pushed hundreds to march today in Washington. Protesters called for a federal ban on assault weapons as lawmakers return from recess. Kitty Brandner's with March 4th.
It's gotten to a point where students have to advocate for their own right to survive a school day.
The U.S. says the Chinese government is running a secret police station in New York City to intimidate political opponents. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Breon Peace is the U.S. attorney for Eastern New York.
On at least one occasion, an official with the Chinese National Police directed one of the defendants to help locate a pro-democracy activist.
The two defendants in the case are charged with obstruction of justice and acting as a Chinese agent without informing authorities.
The White House is still downplaying the release of classified military documents that reportedly including intel on the war in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Most of what has been released reflects incomplete snapshots in time and does not reflect the most up-to-date or latest assessments.
But lawmakers still want to know how a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman had access to that material. A 13-year-old just got banned from an amusement park in North Carolina. Officials say he climbed inside a claw machine hoping to score a prize, but got stuck until paramedics arrived. And cheers today for Evans Chebet, who won the Best Boston Marathon again. He crossed the finish line at 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 54 seconds. It's the third fastest time in race history. American Susanna Scaroni won her first Boston title in the women's race. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The wildfires in Wisconsin are out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says crews put out the biggest of them, the Arcadia Fire, on Saturday. It burned more than 3,000 acres, closed roads, and forced people out of their homes for 3 days. No one was hurt. Now comes damage assessment. A Republican bill would stop communities in Wisconsin from using public money for local guaranteed income programs. They're different from other government subsidies since they're not restricted to things like rent or food. Right now, Madison is the only city in Wisconsin with a guaranteed income program. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a 3-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocate. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is Matt Flynn sitting in for Diamond Crute, Diamond Crute of the Day Off, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, be hosting Devil's Advocate today. Looking forward to doing the rest of it. I want to finish up from Al of Milwaukee. Al of Milwaukee had called in about the Second Amendment and what I was saying about semi-automatics, AR-15s, AK-47s. My proposal, and I think is a pretty reasonable proposal, is we already prohibit people from owning nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers, HIMARS, javelins, that sort of thing. We prohibit them from owning machine guns. What? You say? No, we don't prohibit them. You're half right. Back in the 1930s, they weren't prohibited. And now, technically, you can get a machine gun if the state in which you live authorizes it, not everyone does, and you go through the mother of all background checks, the mother of all interviews, why do you need it, blah, blah, blah. At the end of that, no mentally ill person, no traitor to the United States, no commie, no jihadist, nobody like that. You will have to have a good reason for it. And that's why so very few people have machine guns. In 1994, we outlawed semi-automatic weapons for 10 years. And for those 10 years, mass shootings were down 70%. Now we've had over 160 of them in the first 106 days of this year, about 1.5 a day in schools in Louisville. Somebody said to me over the weekend, hey, there was a shooting in Louisville. I said, yeah, I know. It was in a bank a week ago. No. There's a park. There's another one. One in Alabama at a dance party for a 16-year-old's birthday. Uvalde, Buffalo. Sometimes it isn't even the head of the news. Some of them don't even make the news, the TV news. In 2004, the Republicans and a few Democrats blocked an extension of the prohibition on semi-automatic weapons. And now we've paid the price ever since. My proposal is a very simple proposal. Just list semi-automatics and machine guns. You want one? You're going to go through the mother of all background checks? Why do you want it? Who are you? Most people will never get it, just like you'll never get a machine gun. And if you end up getting it, you're definitely not going to be the one going into a school or a grocery store in Buffalo or a park or a teenage birthday party. Al of Milwaukee called in and he said, well, what about the Second Amendment? The Second Amendment seems to restrict guns to the militia. Here's my view on that before we go on to the next topic. The Second Amendment was a liberal amendment. And you can say, Matt, what do you mean it's a liberal amendment? That's because throughout the Middle Ages, up through the Renaissance, the kings did not want the peasants having weapons because they were afraid they would revolt against them. So a peasant couldn't just own a sword. You get a lot of trouble if you own a sword. We were a free country after our founding fathers founded it, and George Washington became the first president. And the Second Amendment, it says that you can have a weapon. Of course, then they were talking about muskets and they weren't talking about nuclear weapons, but militia is necessary. But basically, you can have it. You can have it to shoot deer, for food, whatever. Basically, you're free people. You can have a weapon. So you can have a weapon. You can have a pistol. You can have a shotgun. You can have a rifle. Fine. People aren't committing mass murders with these weapons. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You can't have a biological or chemical weapon. You can't have a bazooka, shoulder-held missile launcher. You can't just have a machine gun, and you shouldn't be able to just have, you shouldn't be able to just have semi-automatic. Just list them with machine guns. And so that is my response to my friend Al of Milwaukee. Appreciate your call. We're going to go back to the lines. We have some more callers. Eric of Baraboo, my friend. Thanks for calling us to mind today, Eric.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
Anyway, good. What's in your mind?
I've got a solution to, they want to make some cuts. Start with the lawmakers themselves. Everybody should only make as much as the median income from whatever state they reside in. Although that would never happen, that would solve a lot of problems. And there's a lot of guys that wouldn't be so apt to run in the red states.
No, Eric, I appreciate your call. You know, the point of the matter is, a lot of these legislators, you know, the vast majority of legislators are honest, just like the vast majority of lawyers are honest and a lot of other people, is the vast majority of judges. It's just when any of them go away and do the wrong thing, because of their stature, it's accentuated. So I hear what you say, sympathetic to the intent of it. As a practical matter, I think what we can do is prevent them from trading on inside information in the securities market. And we can certainly prevent a Supreme Court justice from reporting up to $750,000 in income from a company that ceased to exist 17 years ago. We can certainly do that. Thanks a lot for calling. Bob of Madison, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Hi, this is Bob. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Shoot, Bob. What's in your mind?
Okay, that's really good. Okay, I take exception with what you had to say about your plan. It's too late for your plan to work. What do you do about all the people who already have semi-automatic rifles with high-capacity magazines? After all, this isn't about rifles that look like weapons of mass destruction or M16s or AK-47s. These are basically semi-automatic rifles with high-capacity magazines. I have a pre-64 Winchester semi-automatic that's used for hunting, and it only has 5 shots. So shoot just as rapidly as an AK-47 or an AR-15. Many of these rifles have been around since, I don't know, the 40s or whatever. So I just don't think your plan's going to work. Now, I know we got a problem, but the floodgates are open. Your plan may work for the future if you start doing these kind of background checks or where you include these rifles with machine guns. My favorite, which happens to be an M60, I can't afford to buy, for one thing, plus the hoops I'd have to jump through make it impossible for me to even purchase. You make good points, and I agree with you on them, but I just don't think anybody's going to legislate your plan. That's all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for calling. That was a nuanced call. It was a very good call, and I do want to respond to that. Bob's making the point that there's some semi-automatics. Not every semi-automatic should somehow be prohibited to people, because people do use them for hunting. And you make a good point that it's the high capacity magazines, not a magazine that will shoot, you know, a couple of bullets. So to your second point, though, and it'd be very, very easy in that to define them as a semi-automatic with a certain magazine capacity. The second point is what happened in the 1930s with machine guns. If you simply establish that regulation, you make it retroactive. So if you have one of these things and you want to continue to own it, you have to come in and go through the mother of all background checks. However, if you hold it